Cthulhu presents the Call of Cthulhu campaign, Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Latham, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
Yeah, so two sessions ago when we ended, we had found a disheveled and slightly to moderately insane Delgado, who had been seemingly beaten up, says that Naboo was in him, and he was all sad because he had left, and he didn't have his Naboo anymore. But that Naboo would be returning soon. He should have known after St. Luke's, some first part was done there. A group of us, Oswald, Dean, and Anthony, got ready to go down and fight some certainly deadly monsters in the subway. We got Detective Brindlow down to the club. More people were killed and injured than the paper had reported. Some varying levels of insanity. And Delgado was there with a tall bearded man who the guy presumably that we had seen Delgado with previously. And a police sketch would be forthcoming. There was a newspaper article. Banks and Nichols go to Delgado's home. We look through the window, sneak around. Delgado looks totally fine. And the bearded guy's there. We summon the police. Then we raid the place, and it was some sort of illusion that looked like they were there, but the home's a mess, and people haven't been there in a long time. Then we get attacked by some houseplants. Banks is nearly eaten. But we were able to escape, thanks to the daring do of the officers, detective, and Nichols. Schindler and Kelly enjoyed a quiet afternoon in the club. Then we found this link to Elphinstone, who we found his business card previously. Yes, Edwin Elphinstone, psychic healer and clairvoyant. So that's the bearded guy. And we went to try and find him. He's not home. Talked to the neighbor lady. And I guess we get into his apartment, or Brinslow has us come to his apartment and find a bunch of occult spiritualism stuff, a replica of Thompson's journal, books on magic, books on Nineveh and Egyptian gods, notes on Naboo, maps and blueprints of the museum, a bunch of damning evidence, bottles of phosphorus, a book on Buckingham Palace, and newspaper clipping on royal garden parties. And just so happens that there's a royal garden party today with the king and his family. Bump, bump, bum.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, you did talk to the neighbor across the street about, but I think you rolled like a 96 or something in terms of persuade. So you got into the apartment the next day because Brinslow called you over to take a look around.
Right.
An Elphinstone is sort of missing or hiding or something.
We haven't found him yet. We went to his place and he wasn't there.
Right. But the police also apparently have some interest in Elphinstone, I guess, because we shared the clues with him and because of the sketch. So we told.
Right.
The communication was enough that they now know that he was part of the church escapade.
Yes. So the detective brought the sketches over in the last night, and the group positively identified Edwin as Elphinstone, and said the detective said, "Oh, well, I'll go to where he lives," which at one point I think you all said, "Oh, he lives at this address."
Right, right. That makes sense. Pentish town. And Delgado is in an asylum. Yeah, okay.
You have checked him into an asylum. Or specifically, Roger did.
Okay. Very fine. And so did the subway expedition got distracted because of these other things and didn't happen, or is it still about to happen?
The subway expedition got delayed because there weren't enough engaged investigators that okay, the people yeah. that were here felt like, oh yeah, let's go down there by ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
More of a robust.
Are we going to try to do the garden party ourselves, or are we sending the police?
To save the king?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like.
That seems like a not us level of saving.
Right. We do have two big game hunters here.
Yeah, and we haven't got a great experience with the police either.
I mean, I'm completely down to go hunting monsters in the tunnels as long as we have bait. I mean, companions.
Right. So it's Kelly that we're missing, our consulting detective, right?
Right.
So that's obviously the bait. I mean, the companion.
Oh, he can't.
Not nice.
Not here.
Yeah. So how did so the detective was with us, or we were with the detective when we found all this evidence about the garden party and potential crimes that are going to happen there? Did he provide any sort of this Brinslow sort of provide any like, oh, well, I'll send in the troops, or hey, you guys should go save the king?
We ended with with Mr. Oswald finding a folder about garden parties, previous garden parties,
right?
And him recollecting with his hard library use success reading the newspaper that morning. That this was the morning today. Garden party today, this afternoon.
So we should share that information with Brinslow, presumably, who is with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could certainly do that.
I'm happy to pretend I'm at this house. This seems like a likely thing for me to have done.
Oh, I think we assumed everybody went.
Yeah.
We're unwilling to assume that everybody went into the tunnel of death. I mean, the tunnels, but...
Right. Although that would have shortened the game significantly.
Yeah.
Cool. And did we, as far as the museum, the maps and blueprints thereof, does this seem more like information towards building the replacement temple or towards being able to rob it easily, or both? In terms of the notes they're drawn on the maps or blueprints or anything like that?
There's nothing specific on the blueprints. There just need to be blueprints and drawings, and some of them are even hand sketches of what the museum is laid out. It doesn't seem to be anything.
There's no focus on either like entrances from the subways or focus on the area where the temple's getting built or anything like that. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, yes, I think we should. Brinslow. Detective, ma'am. Yes, come over. These people seem to have found something very interesting. The king may be in danger.
Oh, you think this this cat is gone to the royal garden party, do you?
Well,
we could certainly have people looking for him.
Well, better to be maybe not.
With the king than undercautious.
Just so I don't know if we'll have to. Buckingham has got its own security system, their own way of doing things. I'll have to work with them on this. We have no actual real jurisdiction within Buckingham Palace grounds, but. All right, we will definitely bring this information, bring the sketch.
Is the garden party sort of visible from the fence line, or is it?
The walls around Buckingham, but certainly from outside, the gates are in general, there are parts of the gates where you could look into the garden party.
Okay, well, perhaps if they're doing something from afar, perhaps that's where they will be. And if somebody has an invitation, perhaps they'll be on the inside. Maybe we'll go take a tour, be a tourist.
Lovely.
So he will leave with the information you've handed him, the sketch and all that. Let's assume it's around 9 o'clock or so. What do you want to do with the rest of your morning?
Have we read the original of Thompson's journal?
You've had it for some time. I'm going to assume at some point someone has read it. Sure.
Okay. So the fact that we now have access to a replica, a copy of it, is not particularly interesting. No. It's interesting that he has it, but the contents of it are not.
Not in terms of new information for you. Correct.
Yep. And Dipsy Doodle means occulty.
I didn't do the notes, so I assume so.
Very good. Well, what should we do this morning? I assume the party is in the afternoon.
That was the official term given by the keeper in his description of the books.
Now he's denying it. Okay.
Well, fortunately, there's no record, so, oh, wait.
Oops. Recording, memory, notes.
Sorry, was there a question asked there?
There was, not of the keeper, though.
Okay, good.
What time is the garden party?
2 o'clock.
And it's 9 a.m.
Yes.
Well, is this monster in the subway? We're guessing that it's not going anywhere.
Well, we don't even know if it is just one monster, according to what Mr. Kelly said. Apparently, yes, there's this creature. But according to what he was saying, it appeared after he stepped on a crystal. Might be more crystals.
And it may be defending something. It may be defending. I mean, I don't know if the monster itself is what's important or interesting, or if it's defending something that.
So what Mr. Kelly was saying is that they actually went looking for the tunnel that connects to the museum underground.
Right. Yes,
that was his suspicion on the extraction of these artifacts from the museum.
But there was also something I thought in the tunnel
construction
area.
Or construction, something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
That may be related. You know, if they're building a temple in the museum, who knows what they may be building beneath it?
Also true.
And it seems like that would be of interest to discover, even and if it's possible to avoid the awakening any of these creatures, that would obviously be a preferred pathway.
Mm-hmm. We can go with the police and support them. I'm pretty sure that Mr. Nichols and I can do a better job than more policemen here in London.
I'm sure.
Taking care of monsters. But sounds like we need the numbers.
So what you're saying is Mr. Kelly and our intrepid graduate students stepped on these crystals, and that's what we think summoned the monster?
Yes, that's what Mr. Kelly was saying. Basically, there were crystals when they started to follow the noises from the underground. And stepping on one of them either alerted the creature or maybe invoked the creature, according to what his ramblings. He's not okay from the head, so I don't know if we should believe 100% of what he's saying.
Well, I've kind of thought about that. What if we used one of the underground fire hoses to move the crystals, wash the crystals away?
So that's an interesting thought.
That would be fun.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt, I don't think.
Well, unless it's what wakes them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless just any interaction with the crystals.
In which case, there's nothing we can do.
Well, we could potentially avoid them, I guess, is what I was thinking. It seems if we know that these are a trigger or trap of some sort, then perhaps we could go in there and not touch the crystals.
I guess it depends on how big they are.
Yeah.
No. What Mr. Kelly was saying is that they tried to avoid them because they spot them beforehand.
Oh, I thought they didn't spot them beforehand because Sean specifically said that they weren't doing anything special looking about as they moved forward.
Yeah, I specifically did ask, are you doing anything? And he said, and Mr. Kelly said, no, I'm just walking.
Oh, so, okay.
It's very possible that the graduate student was being careful, but the person immediately behind him was not.
It's true. It's true. He's the one who stepped on it. That's true. I remember now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just as proposed approach, there's a water, an ancient sort of aqueduct that goes through here, but getting to this location was pretty far from the tracks. It's unlikely the hoses would go that far. But there is a source of water if you wanted to bring buckets, I guess. If that was a thing that the group thought would be a fun thing to do. And I also thought it might be a fun thing to do.
Which means we should not do that.
Oh, no.
I guess the question is do we go monster hunting and hope that other people take care of the king, or do we wait risking death before we save the king?
I mean, it does seem like monster hunting is that the king is sort of, I mean, unless there's something outside the fence line that we might recognize, it does seem like a stretch that we would be of much use there, or as much use as we might be investigating the tunnels, which I could imagine we'd be hard pressed to get somebody else to do since it's a nutty idea.
No, if they're using magic, clearly they are from our experience, Mr. Nichols and I, it seems that whatever they're doing underground may actually empower them when they are going to attempt whatever they're going to do against the king. So,
right.
I think we can stop it and help the police at the same time.
Yes. No, I think that going under, I mean, as dangerous as it sounds, it does seem like the correct thing to do.
Let's sally forth then.
Hmm?
Let's go.
Excellent. Who is headed down into the sewers?
I will head down.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do I want to bring with me? That's really the question.
Yeah, let me confirm those elephant gun stats, Sean.
I guess I will bring my charm. perhaps my roller skates.
Elephant gun, 3d6 plus 4.
All right.
Nice.
100 yards.
We got only one, or we got two?
Well, we should have enough to both have one. Yes. Being big game hunters. So, yeah, two barrel, 100 yard base range, one or two uses per round.
That's just two bullets in the magazine.
Yep. And then malfunction is 100, Randall. And then, yeah, 3d6 plus 4.
Awesome.
This is so weird, the number of times we looked at the rule book for this game. It's kind of throwing me off. all right, so what I'm hearing is Mr. Nichols, Mr. Banks, Maud, and Dame Agatha will be heading down. Roger, what is your plan for this morning? Does it involve subway?
No, it most certainly does not. Mr. Schindler is not a man of action, nor a man of confrontation, nor a man of going underground. Roger will accompany, well, maybe not accompany is not the right word. Roger is going to make his way to Buckingham Palace and first to lunch.
Let's most importantly.
Yes.
First to lunch and then to the garden party.
Okay.
Not because he expects to, step in and take control and save the king or anything, but just to be there, maybe help point out Elphinstone, if he can, have a look around, see what happens, like this kind of thing.
Okay. Is there something you want to do in the morning?
Breakfast.
Well, I assume it's 9 o'clock. Are you second breakfasting?
I don't know that there's really much else.
Okay. That's...
So this garden party is not an invitation-only affair?
Oh, it is. It is invitation-only.
Okay.
But
okay.
Roger will find that out when he gets there, and he asks for his invitation, and they go, and he says, I don't have one.
Okay.
Then Roger will spend the morning trying to secure an invitation. thank you for that subtle hint.
Me? No, I did nothing. It's completely Edwin who helped you out there. all right, so you're going to spend some time trying to secure a invitation. Well, let's go to the...
Possibly, probably going to the club and leveraging contacts there to... Seems like an appropriate... pathway forward to do that.
Okay. Let's go underground. So I'm gonna just sort of assume at this point, having done it once before, the group is gonna know how to evade the watchful eye of the station guard.
That seems very generous of you. I like it.
Yeah, because it feels like if only some of you can make it and we spend a lot of time doing that, we'll have the same outcome. So I feel no particular need to be that way. I guess the question is, does Mr. Kelly come with you?
Of course. No.
Okay.
No, no. I will say no, because... He's
crazy.
He's right, man. Yes.
All right. So, but I will have him be sane enough to draw you a map on how to get there.
Perfect.
Yes. And so, yeah.
He can go with Roger.
Ah.
Go on the really dangerous mission.
No, thank you. Perhaps we will leave Kelly at the club to
think about what he did. I don't know.
Can draw more maps.
Oh, yeah. That's actually true. He is very much enjoys drawing the map for you all to get to where you're going to. Forgotten about that. Yeah. And so you make your way, you know, into the subway tunnels and the maintenance tunnel, and you figure out where there's some sort of a crude concealment of a newly made tunnel. It's a little bit cramped to get your way through, and you pop out in an old section of the Roman sewer. Everybody can give me listen rolls, I guess.
Sixteen is a hard success.
Thirteen
hard success
is just a regular success.
We are paying attention.
Why is my listen so low as a game hunter? I'm terrible.
So those of you who passed, you can, there doesn't seem to be the same noise of construction or something going on that you had heard earlier, but there's definitely voices off in the distance in the direction that Mr. Kelly has given you a map. And eventually you get your way to a passage that seems to have been sort of built out of this old sewage tunnel. And it's as you aim your flashlights, which Mr. Kelly would have told you to bring, your torches, I forget, we're in the UK. You look down and see that there is crystals littered over the ground.
Let's not touch them. Is that possible, or are they too dense?
It is possible to do. You just need to make some... some rolls.
What, dex rolls?
It will be dex rolls, yes.
Wow, it seems like with five of us, the chances of us all making a dex roll are practically zero.
Well, and more so when you consider you have to make three dex rolls.
Oh, that's a crazy thing. So it looks impossible, basically.
Looks impossible to sort of make your way through without... And because they're just tiny, and they're
everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I say that the big game hunters get set up with either direction covered.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
So I thought Mr. Kelly had said he had picked one up. If we're gonna, you know, probably, could we see if, you know, just moving one calls this thing? Or would we be able to sweep them out of the way?
You are asking me to try to remember something that happened longer than my memory will let you do.
Well, yeah,
my recollection is that he didn't pick one up. It said that he didn't try to avoid them.
That was my. He may have picked one. Yeah, my recollection is that he just walked along, and you said he sort of kicked one. And...
But let. I mean, if we're gonna. You know, think that we're going to find the monster anyway. Why don't some people get set up and then I'll, you know, take off my twin set sweater and start sweeping them to the side and see if that works. Or just one of them.
What if there's away. A way to not encounter the monsters, though? Perhaps there's a side tunnel or something that might go around some way that these... I mean, the construction is obviously happening over there. And perhaps there's a way to get to it without going through this.
This, so when you did your hard listen rolls, I'll let you hold on to those. The voices are clearly coming from down through here, and this seems to be a tunnel that was built into the sewer. So there may be another tunnel somewhere around, but this is pretty close to where the voices are being talked to.
Okay. Well, I guess if we don't have any other options, then maybe I mean, I don't see why sweeping them is any better than just walking over them, I guess is what I'm, that's the part I don't understand.
It is crushing them underfoot.
Oh, you think breaking them is the issue.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because Candy stepped on it. We don't know for sure, right? But that's actually what Kelly did. So
I'm going to try to like just move one and see if anything happens. And if nothing happens, let's try to sweep them away.
Are we still in a portion of the tunnel where the ground is fairly smooth, or is this really bumpy, rocky terrain?
So there's an excavation that you've walked down a little bit, and then you see the crystals up ahead. It's not smooth, as in, you know, it's been here for years and years. It's not.
It's not paved or flattened.
It's not paved or flattened.
It's a dirt or stone.
Yeah. It's okay. What somebody does when they want to just build a thing to get from one place to another.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so. I will stand back as a useless person.
I'm going to get set in a nice position with good support in case I need to shoot at anything.
So you left the sewer. You went down about maybe 30 feet or so before you got to this intersection here. So what I'm hearing is, Maud, you are sweeping with your sweater.
Yeah.
Agatha, you're going to be behind the people with guns.
Mm-hmm.
And the people with guns are going to be ready to shoot if something appears.
Yes.
All right, that's cool. Maud, as soon as your sweater touches a crystal, the large half ape, half insect creature appears. But I get sanity rolls.
Hooray. Ooh, 29 is a success.
98 doesn't look like a success.
Success?
I think 35 works.
Okay. Perfect. Mr. Banks, could you give me a roll of D10 to see how much sanity you lose?
Yes, 9 points.
Oh, actually, you rolled a 98?
98, yes.
Yeah, you don't need to roll.
That's all of them.
Well, could you give me 10 points. Yeah, could you give me an idea roll?
Yes.
Do you even have that much sand?
Oh, he's a new character.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Not for long, he does.
Let's see. idea. No, he is not very smart. Really.
So he failed.
So he failed?
He failed, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
good for you.
Yeah, that's good.
Other than the loss of sanity, of course, but that's... All right. This creature appears.
Dumb grad student. That's excellent. Oh, wait.
No, he's a big game hunter.
He's a big game hunter. That's right. Lost sorry. He's another... Right.
Yeah. No, I started with very low sand, though.
All right, so we will go in dex order. It looks to me like it's a tie between Dame Agatha and Dean Bank. Oh, no, these are old numbers. Dame Agatha, you're still 70.
Dame Agatha is 60.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it says 70. I'll change that. Yeah, that's odd. I don't think I lost dex at any point, but...
couldn't imagine how you would, really. All right. Dean, are you? Is Dean Banks still 70?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody else should be the same. So we'll start off with Dean Banks at 70.
Oh, no, sorry. 60. Yes. Check these. Why is it?
Because it's from your original Montgomery Helmsworth character.
Oh.
Which technically should have been changed when your graduate student came in, but he didn't last long enough for us to get too concerned.
Apparently. We weren't worried about his death.
The sanity and hit points were updated. Weird. Okay, good. So 60, just like
all I right. Did. So this creature appears, the rest of you, maybe it doesn't seem to be as much as you might have seen before, but Mr. Banks, this is clearly more than you have. We're sort of thinking there's probably a part of you that thought these people are a little bit nuts, but here we are. What I will say too is it appears, and as it appears, it drops the body that everybody, Mr. Banks, will recognize as a former graduate student. Who is quite dead.
Holding it for quite a while.
So is that another sand roll?
Yes. And also, thank you.
Did we take any loss from that first one? Because I don't.
Oh yeah, that was.
No, it's a zero. It's wow. Very strange. It's a D10 or a zero, which is an odd range, but not normally how these things work. But you know, I'm gonna let this sanity thing go because
I got 10 points out of one character.
That was fun. Let me just
be reminded though. So that's been like, it's been over 24 hours, right?
Yes.
So in my mind, I am imagining that this creature then didn't exist for the time between, the fact that it's still holding this body, which still looks presumably, I'll say fresh, is interesting to me because it seems like therefore the creature didn't exist in the in-between time perhaps. So
roll me an idea roll.
Okay. 0-5. That's extreme.
So that's certainly a reasonable theory that it didn't exist. The other theory is that where it went, where it disappeared to, time works a little differently.
Okay. That it was in a pocket.
And yes, the body looks a little rigor mortis, but not as much as you expect given the amount of time that's passed.
Okay, and it just drops it on the ground. Plop.
Just drops it on the ground.
Weird. Yeah, what was it doing holding it? Great. Okay.
You're up, but let's have you go first.
Oh.
Are you going to do anything this round, or...? Screaming.
No, I think she's sort of backing up and contemplating this odd interplanar nonsense.
Sure. The Detective Kelly approach of, well, let's not get too close to the thing. Mr. Banks, what would you like to do?
I will make sure that I get, I was positioned already to kind of make a shot. So yeah. I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Let's see. Rifle. Ooh, I will burn 1 point to make it a success.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for damage.
So 3d6 plus 2. Let's roll all of them. We got 6, 5. And 6, 15 plus 2, 17 points.
Wow. That might get through some armor.
It definitely got through some armor. Yeah, no, it definitely definitely seems gravely wounded by that.
Oh yeah. Go for it.
Mr. Nichols, I believe you're up
Nichols.
Next.
Nichols.
Perfect. And I will also let off a barrel in its general direction. Well, not general, very pointed direction at its face. A 0-3.
Nice.
you go ahead and roll if you feel want to sort of express how much of the thing blows up. But it had 17 hit points, and I was like, wow, it went down the first first shot, and then Edwin reminded me of the armor, so I was like, yay! And then you rolled a 0-2, and I went, boo!
So that would be...
The minimum you can get is 5, and it has 3 hit points. Oh, no, that's true, it has armor. Go ahead and roll. Yeah.
So I rolled 14 plus... 14 plus 4, so 18.
Uh-huh, okay. Yes.
Hope's alive for a second. So, too.
Maud, you are sweeping away. this thing appears before you, and there's a thunderous shot next to your left ear and a thunderous shot next to your right ear as this thing blows up.
And then there's suddenly a red mist.
Huh?
Then there's suddenly a red mist.
A red mist that covers you.
I think they know we're here.
Oh, yes. Oh, the echoing through the halls and such is tremendous.
Wow.
So, is the creature still there? The body of the creature, whatever was there?
Oh, yeah. No, you could definitely put it on over your mantle if you wanted.
Nice.
This reminds
me
of that time I was on safari in Egypt.
Yes. So, Mr. Nichols, are you gonna? You mind if I take the hit?
You take the first one.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, it will look great right next to my white writing.
Do you think that the people up there, the ones we heard earlier, are going to be coming to check us out soon? Perhaps we should wait a little bit on cutting heads.
All right. Yes, that makes sense.
Well, I don't think he's doing it now. I mean, you'll take it home when we're
done. Yes, he's not doing it now, but he then takes the knife and put it back in his pocket.
Yeah, I will sort of move to the side of the tunnel to not be sort of the primary target as whoever it is comes down the towards us.
I'm going to reload the one barrel that I expended.
Okay.
Well, there's still all these crystals in front of us. Are we just going to call up another one to take a step?
Oh, I hope not. But I was wondering about that.
I mean, if we can make a path, then...
So
it seems like there's thousands of them.
Well, while you contemplate that, let's go to the club.
Oh, very good.
Roger.
Yes.
You are attempting to score an invitation to a garden party.
Perhaps with the help of Miss Hall, if she is around.
Oh, she is not. She's long since left the group. She's joined some archery league or something. The thrilling of arrows has captured her heart.
Yes, of course, but maybe she would still be lounging around the club at some point. But if not, then yes, then I will.
Much like Mr. Connorshaw has been entranced by cricket.
So, yeah, I am... working contacts at the club to see about scoring an invitation to the garden party.
Go ahead and give me a credit rating roll.
Credit rating roll, you say 50-50, 46, normal success.
Okay. So the members of the club who would definitely have invitations are not interested. They're not the sort that would be interested in giving them to you. So you're going to have to sort of work your way down to the next level. Do you want to give me a persuade roll here to convince somebody to let you be your plus one?
Well, that's kind of more what I was thinking, rather than, oh, you have an invitation here, give that to me, was more of a, oh, are you going? I would love to accompany you. It seems like a lovely day for a garden party.
Oh, no, I'm giving you two opportunities to do a really difficult task. That's what the credit rating was for. So, yes, do you want to give me a persuade? Yeah.
48. That is a normal success.
Oh, sorry, old chap. I wish we could, but it's the day of and all that. Maybe next year we'll talk about it.
Of course, I totally understand.
Did you? Yes. Sorry. So there's a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't get in, or, you know, I've already got somebody. Yes. There's nobody who's... you have an opportunity to meet the King of England and you have a plus one. You've probably filled your plus one.
Sure. Well, maybe I won't be going to the garden party then.
You could certainly look around outside.
I will dispatch a message. Courier, send a message to Detective Brinslow, offering my services to the police if they would like. I would volunteer to attend the garden party to be on the lookout for Mr. Elphinstone.
It's not too long before you get a message back saying that he's had conversations with the King's secretary. It's not going to be possible to get an extra invitation, just not done. However, he does think that he could secure you a position on the wait staff.
That is perfect.
No, maybe I'll just wander around the park outside.
All right. That was a very good character moment. Thank you, Jim. The rest of you, give me listen rolls back in the tunnels.
Ooh, 71 is not so successful.
Your ears may be ringing a bit still.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Failure.
Maude, are you the only one who succeeded?
Next roll, she said?
Listen
roll.
Listen.
Which?
Oh, failure.
Which you obviously failed, yeah.
Yes.
Nice way.
Maude is cowering
sync
with
up the
sweater.
Player and the character so nicely their way. Yeah. Yes. Maude, you are apparently closer and further away from the shots being fired from thunderous guns. So you are able to hear there is definitely somebody coming down the tunnel off in the distance.
I communicate that to my friends.
I will continue to find a better place to hide.
Okay. Maude, what are you doing?
I don't know, actually. Maybe I will, is everybody else hiding?
Don't know yet. I guess we'll find out. Oswald, what are you up to?
I'm just staying ready. I'm not necessarily hiding. I'm mostly being prepared to take out another one of these bug creature things.
Same here, but I'm also getting my pistol ready just to make sure that in case it is a human.
So you're getting your pistol ready as a replacement for your elephant gun?
No. No, I have my elephant gun fully loaded on my left arm, holding it with my left arm, mm-hmm. and checking that my pistol is, is ready and loaded as well. Just taking a look. Yeah, it is good. Put it back
and on the holster and waiting for whoever is coming.
Mods, that's what other people are doing. What are you up to?
I guess I will, you know, well, I don't want to step on any of these things in case it calls up another monster, so I will scramble backwards.
Okay. And at some point around the corner come two men clearly of Middle Eastern descent. They are dressed in rugged pants and shirts, bandanas. They each are carrying guns. And they turn the corner and face you all.
Well, nice. That's unfortunate for them.
Drop your weapons.
No, what are you talking about? Drop your weapons. They have guns and they're actively brandishing them towards us.
They're actively carrying guns. Yes, they have their guns at a ready. As no. Do you.
Yeah, I should. Yeah.
All right. Let me just roll up their decks, if you wouldn't mind. I'll just do it this way.
Come and rap for us.
So in deck's order, one of them has a drop on you all. By the way, which gun are you using?
Very clear.
Which gun are you using when we get to you? Well, Randall, just think ahead of what gun you're going to be using. Pistol or elephant gun. Let's see if they even hit. They do not. They are somewhat surprised by this. So the first one shoots and misses. Next up, Dame Agatha.
So how dark is everything in this area here?
It's they have torches and you have torches. I mean,
so the sides of the tunnel are relatively black because there's this torchlight sort of in the middle.
Not even torchlight. I'm using torches as the
flashlights. Yeah.
Flashlights.
Yeah.
You all have flashlights. So if you were to turn off your flashlight and sort of hug the wall, it would be very difficult to see you unless somebody flashed their light over there.
Yeah. So my light is off because I'm hiding.
Yep.
And I feel like the most of the flashlights are probably trained sort of down the center of the gunsight.
So. Yep.
So I think what I would like to do is edge a little bit forwards with the thought that at some point I may try to get behind them.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. Randall, what do you want to do?
Pistol. I'll try, you know. I still haven't lost that much sanity to shooting with the elephant gun.
Sure.
So it is hard success.
All right, go ahead and roll for damage. And are you shooting at the one who shot at you or the other one?
Yes, the one that shot at us.
Okay.
6 points of damage.
All right. Mr. Oswald, you and the other one will shoot at the same time. Are you shooting your elephant gun?
Yes.
Okay.
24 is a hard success.
Nice. And are you shooting at the one who shot first or the one who's shooting this round?
The one who's shooting this round. If Banks shot at the other one who already shot, then I'm shooting at the other.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for damage.
Okay. Sixteen damage.
You blow this guy up in a spectacular fashion. Like it is overwhelming the amount of force you just dealt to this person. And he goes down.
Holy smokes!
That was the idea.
Uh-huh. Who do I have next? I believe Maud, you are next.
Seeing as I was scrambling back, I'm just going to scramble to the side of the hall to get out of the line of fire.
Sure. And I'm not going to make either you or Dame Agatha do stealth rolls or anything like that. You're turning off your lights and in the dark and the sides, and clearly the attention is focused on the muzzles flashing in the night. Top of the round, Dame Agatha.
So how far roughly away from
Sorry. I think he has a shot.
Oh, yeah. He shot first last time, so he should go first. Yeah.
He's going to shoot this time. Yeah, and he is going to shoot after the person with the elephant gun, because that seems a lot. Ooh, that's just a success for 6 points of damage.
Ouch.
Mr. Oswald.
6 points, you said?
6 points.
Okay.
You're probably fine-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. No.
That's not half. That's not half.
That's not half. I know. Yeah. Dame Agatha.
Yeah. Roughly how far is he from us in rounds of sneaky movement?
He's about 30 feet away from you. And they're on the other side of the crystals.
Right, which I don't actually believe. I am going to move forward. I guess at my sort of in the dark, quiet pace, maybe about half that distance.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a stealth roll with advantage.
No.
Okay. You're not quite as sneaky as you thought you were, but there is obviously more things going on. Let's go to Mr. Banks.
Yeah, he's going to be dead.
Possibly.
Yeah. So I rolled a failure on my shooting with the pistol.
Okay.
That seems like a poor choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the same. It's very high.
No. I mean the failing part.
Oh, the failure. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm still shocked after seeing another human being blown by the elephant gun. Yes.
Oh, really? Why don't you roll sanity on that then if you're still...
Oh, Randall.
Yes. Yes, was not expecting this failure on the sanity.
Did you fail your sanity roll?
Yes, I did fail.
Oh, a D3. You don't know the guy, but it still was. And you're a big game hunter, so you're somewhat immune to violence, but not that much, apparently. Oh, you rolled a 3? Oh,
yes.
Nice. Thank you. sort of help. Mr. Oswald.
Yeah, there's still someone firing at us, and I still have one more barrel.
You do.
And that is a success.
All right.
Regular.
Uh-huh.
And that will be another 16 damage.
Yes. Mr. Banks, if the first one was disturbing, this one is even more so. If possible, because this guy was already a little wounded, and then he implodes, essentially, as a giant gaping hole is created in his chest and all of his organs sort of follow into it.
Oh, mister. What is going on with you, Mr. Nichols? Wow. This is tough. All right, I guess they deserve it.
They shouldn't have come at us like that, then.
Wow. I hope so.
Steal yourself, man. It's the most dangerous game.
I see that now.
All right. You've certainly taking care of those two.
Well, do we try to proceed forward? They obviously couldn't have come this way.
Without, perhaps they must have stepped on. I mean, they strewed them after themselves, or they activated them. But they came, they walked over the crystals. Some crystals.
No, they had not. They had not walked over the crystals when they turned the corner there.
And have I walked over any crystals yet?
Did you want to walk over crystals? I assumed that you were close enough that you could have if you wanted to.
Well, not particularly. I'm just wondering if it would have been possible to make it the extra 15 yards or so without doing it. I wasn't going to avoid it, but
oh, 15 yards. Oh, sorry, I was thinking feet. 15 yards. Oh no, you definitely touched. You definitely in the dark.
Because I was halfway, right? Stepped
on it. Yep, you definitely would have stepped on some crystals, and nothing happened.
Okay, so I'll say I think it was. Well, I'm hopeful it was just the one.
Well, let's move forward then and reload my pistol.
I think that's what we're here for.
I reload my elephant gun.
Okay. You proceed forward. It is again, you can hear talking up ahead. Actually, now there is a little bit of sound of construction. People are definitely sort of...
Oh, so some people kept working right through this. That's impressive. Okay.
Well, yes.
They may not know exactly what's going on. They just heard some explosions. Maybe it's some dynamite. Who knows?
Whew. So there's enough distance that you're sort of following that there's only one way to go. Eventually you pop your way out the and you can look up ahead and you can see that there's now you can see that there's torches hung on the wall, and there's a from those torches you can see there's a large circular cavern. There are men and women working in the area. There's ladders hung up against the walls. Men and women sort of hammering away with chisels and things along the walls. You can see that there are tools and weapons, some dynamite.
Is it possible that they are attempting to basically undermine the entire museum?
The museum is quite large, and while this is a large excavation, that seems unlikely. It seems more that they're trying to sort of find their way upwards.
Okay. So it does seem more like access than undermining in some sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And they're all very busy moving around, and in the center of the room is a man you recognize. It's Ashir Rahman, who was your most recent contact with Children of Tranquility.
That's what I thought. Yeah, he's the one who I don't trust.
Okay. Well,
relatively speaking,
was he the butcher? No, the one with the butcher. Incident? No.
I'm trying to. Sorry, I'm messing up Jim. Jim is trying to keep good notes, and I'm messing it up by trying to post in a picture. It's this guy. He is the guy who you set a deal with to if he helped you with the situation in the Croydon Cat Fanciers Association. You would give him the items.
Yeah.
Which I think you ended up giving him flattened horn.
Mm-hmm.
I think the eye had been destroyed. The eye that was sort of was working with Bast. And I can't remember. Did you remember if you gave him the statue or not? Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So he is in the center there working and calling out. What I will say is there's probably 15 from sort of where you are at the end of this Tungo sort of looking down. There seem to be 15 workers in there, and all of them, even while they're working and sweaty, they are all carrying guns as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that the monster's gone, I suppose we could send in the police. I mean, this is clearly a large group, but who knows how long it will take them to get through.
I agree.
We could certainly talk to them. Just
we just killed two of their men.
Seem like that will bother Usher Rahman much, but
right.
Okay. Oh, you know these people already? Oh, good. I thought like Mr. Nichols was going to blow them up again. Oh. Oh.
I don't know that we know them, just know who they are. I mean, we shouldn't all go in if we're going to talk to them.
I'll stay outside.
That seems good. If we're going in, it seems. What are we saying to them? Don't dig up the museum. We'll get you the things somehow otherwise? Or, I mean...
Well...
I mean, maybe we just let them continue on with their work.
But are these the good guys or the bad guys? We just killed two good guys.
Well, they're not necessarily good guys, but they're not the bad guys. So it's just very complicated, really.
Roger, you probably have something deep to say.
Police sounds like a good option to me. This is illegal, regardless.
But I mean. And I look at Mr. Nichols, I'm just like, you know, we have discussed ourselves, you know, if we have to destroy the Temple of Naboo, what are we going to do?
Right. And they're doing it.
They're doing it. I don't think we need to stop them.
Yes, that's what I think as well, that we may just, I mean, we could join them. But I don't see a reason to stop them.
And are we sure they're not going to go in and take over the temple in the museum? They seem to know what they're doing with these magical creatures, protecting them.
I believe that they are sincere in their goal of recovering and protecting the artifacts, and that they will somehow take the materials from the museum and take them back where they belong. I don't know how many people may get killed along the way.
Maybe we can then leave now. They won't find out that we just killed two of their men.
Well, I think they'll figure out that two guys have just been vaporized, but they won't necessarily know by who.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Looking at the elephant gun in Nichols' hand.
Well, by what?
Well, we know how to get down here, and we know how to kill the bug creature if they call up another one, so we can think about this.
Yes. And we can tell Kelly that he's not completely off his rocker. I'm sure he'll be very pleased to hear that.
And I look at my watch. Is it time to go to a garden party?
Oh, I do believe it is. Yes. No, I think you have the right of it. And I will start walking back up the hall or away, you know, up the tunnel.
Yep.
Mr. Banks? Joining them or?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm going back.
I'm following as well.
Your bloodlust has been satiated for the day.
Oh, yes, totally, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you.
No blood left. No blood left, just business.
Okay. You're able to sort of all make your way back out again. This takes, you know, some period of time to sort of maneuver through, so I'm going to say it's around 1 o'clock or so.
Excellent. Well, let's... clean up quickly and rush off to
the garden party.
Buckingham Palace. Yeah, figure out where the fence is.
You've all been living in London long enough. You certainly would know where the fence is.
It's yeah,
not a problem to find that. Yeah. For the sake of narrative fun, let's have you be wandering around the fence when you see. Of all people out of the club, Roger.
Ah. Up and about.
He's apparently strangely quiet about it, though.
Good afternoon, yeah.
How did things go in the underground?
Oh. Very well. The hunters acquitted themselves with a plum.
Last.
Very strange they chose not to go previously. Clearly the addition of yourself, Dame Agatha, and Miss Throckmorton.
Perhaps we egged
bolstered
them on
their
a little.
Bravery.
Yes.
Well done, gentlemen.
But we did, in fact, see a creature such as Mr. Kelly described. It's rather impressive, and we saw the dig where they are, in fact, the Children of Tranquility appear to be working their way towards the getting into the museum to do a little. Presumably to do a little abstraction of their belongings.
Presumably? You confirmed this in some way?
There were a lot of them with a lot of guns, and we thought perhaps it was better just to let them be. Since
So we are simply trusting to their largesse.
Not their largesse, but to their stated mission.
And you have faith in that trying to, how do the kids say, pull a fast one?
I do. I feel that while they seem quite violent and will stop at nothing, it does seem that throughout their goal has been to recover these items and presumably bring them back home to Egypt. So I think the sooner they do that, the better off the rest of us will be.
Well, let us hope they can do so without collapsing the entirety of the British Museum.
Yes, I did worry about that, and it seems like they're not quite digging a big enough hole to do that.
In the meantime, it is a lovely afternoon here in St. James.
Yes. What have you seen or learned as in the last little bit since lunch?
Nothing of particular interest.
Hmm.
I have not I've not seen Mr. Elphinstone, nor any other suspicious activity.
Well, so it's still a bit early. So what you do see is that the staff are running around, setting up tables and moving things around. There's the gardening staff is doing the last minute touch up on hedges and the like. Some staff are sort of making sure that the grass is all of the right length. And there's no sort of strays.
They've got the nail clippers out.
Exactly so. And they, you know, they seem to be a little rushed. Perhaps they're a little short-staffed. Perhaps one more individual could have made the difference for their lives. But no, no, that's not how it's going to work.
I don't think that individual would have made a, a positive difference to the grass clipping.
Oh, I think Roger's got a little attention to detail in him somewhere. You also notice that there are men wearing suits. Those of you who are of a more martial nature might notice every now and then that there's a, you know, clearly they're wearing holsters. They are sort of looking around and turning things over, looking behind things. They're clearly of a bodyguard type nature. Buckingham Palace security. And there certainly are people starting to gather around you who are making, to be making their way in. Everybody is smartly dressed, men in suits, or they have such things, military uniforms. Most men are wearing either a top hat or a bowler hat. Women are dressed in a wide array of clothing, coat, long floral coats, feathered hats, different material for their dresses. And there are even in for some children sort of gathering around as well near the fences, not dressed up as if they were going to go inside, but kids looking for something to do on a November day. Watch all this happen after about an hour or so. Guests start lining up at a side gate and are starting to be let in. Just to be clear, like, this is not a small, like, 100-person garden party. There are, like, thousands of people doing this. A lot of them seem to be dressed, and they were, you know, if you were to roll your credit ratings on them, you might realize a lot of them are, most of them even, are perhaps upper class and aristocracy. But there's not, it's not exclusively so. There are clearly some people of more modest means going in as well, which is consistent in that these garden parties were meant to not only allow the royalty to sort of hobnob among themselves, but also reward and recognize people who have excelled in some aspect of public service. Inevitably, there's a small group of teachers that are invited to attend. People who have done, heroically saved a life or some sort, a few doctors and that sort of thing. What are you all doing as you stand at the gate and watch this all happening in this garden area fill up?
From how many areas can one see the garden party from outside? Is it sort of just one, 20, 30 foot span of fence, or are there?
No. It's a pretty sizable. I mean, the picture is sort of a Buckingham Palace as the top of a half circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the garden party is happening in the half circle, and the gate sort of goes around that area. So
it's that whole gate. It's that whole gate area. Okay.
Yeah. So it's almost by, and this makes sense, this is the sort of place where the royalty might come out and sort of wave from behind the gates and have the maximum number of their loyal citizens and or tourists be able to see them.
And this so I would like to take Maud with me and circulate through the crowds and look for people that we recognize, people that might be causing trouble, people that are setting up some weird something. I'm more concerned about from what we can deal with, from what might be happening outside the fence than in.
Sure. Sounds good. Mr. Nichols, what will you be doing? I assume you don't have your elephant gun outside Buckingham Palace.
No, of course not.
I don't want to take away your agency, so I'm just assuming that, but let's confirm it.
Well, you're already taking away our sanity, Sean, so you can only ask so much. Yeah, I'm just scanning for threats, you know, people that look like maybe, you know, shifty people, you know, any kind of threats.
Okay. Sounds good. Mr. Banks, what are you up to?
Pretty much the same. Scanning the crowd, making sure that no one looks suspicious, you know?
And when you say the crowd, are you saying the crowd inside the gate or outside the gate? Or both? It's fine to do both. I just want to know if you're focusing in one place or another.
I don't know why you're asking. So I will say outside the gate.
Okay.
I'm specifically looking at people inside.
Okay. Yep. And Roger, what are you doing?
Finding the nearest bench.
They're very easy to find a bench.
Then that is what I will be doing.
Okay. Are you just sitting in the bench thinking deep thoughts? Are you looking at the crowd? Are you looking at your companions and shaking your head? What's your game plan here?
No, just generally watching the crowd, I think.
Okay. So everybody who is watching the crowd, why don't you give me spot hiddens?
Pass on the spot. Normal success.
Huh? Fail on the spot.
Fail pass. Badly.
Maud?
She's no longer here. She had to step away.
Oh.
That's why I sort of grabbed her.
Back in the cloth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how did you do in your role?
I got a 54 out of 41.
Okay. So there's a lot of people. Did anybody succeed? Did I miss somebody succeeding?
Yes.
I pass.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, so Mr. Banks, you are looking through the crowd, primarily outside, a little bit inside. You're looking around. There is a... most of the crowd outside seem to be people dressed in, you know, ordinary clothing. If you're the aristocracy, you're not sort of being outside the gate because it signals you're not aristocracy enough. So most of the people are sort of middle class. So sort of some are tourists. There is a, as you're looking around though, you do notice that, there's a woman who is, she's tall and beautiful. She has flowing black hair, and she is wearing a black dress that seems to be very expensive. And she's wearing jewelry that seems very expensive. And she is standing next to a tall, thin man. Well dressed, and he is chatting away at the woman next to him, and she is utterly disinterested in whatever he might be saying.
Okay. I guess I'll go to Agatha and, you know, that lady over there? Seems like someone beautiful. Of your status.
Do I recognize? And she is, sorry, she's inside the fence or outside?
No, she is outside the fence.
Okay.
She and the men next to her outside the fence. You do recognize both of them.
Hmm.
She is Malfalda Violet, who was Delgato's companion.
Ah.
And the...
From the auction.
From the auction and from the reception he had at his house.
Yep.
And next to her is Odie Mortimer.
Oh, the
upper class twit.
Odious Mortimer, yes.
Who was once a member of the club, was kicked out, though the club president thought that perhaps he just took the fall for somebody else.
Right.
He just didn't, Bluffstone just didn't think that Odie was smart enough to actually have done the crime of which he accepted blame.
Is it, Violet was Delgado's,
she was part of that sort of group, sect. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it possible, looking at them, to see if either of them, by which I mean Mortimer, because Violet's wearing a gorgeous black dress, is carrying a gun?
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Okay, and I will ask also Banks. Oh, yes, I do recognize them. They're blah, 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 blah. I'm worried about Mortimer, perhaps, although Violet could be quite trouble as well. That is a failure on the spot hidden.
Mr. Banks, will you also be looking for a gun?
Yes.
Roll away.
34, which is a pass.
Okay. Mortimer does not seem to be carrying a gun, and there is virtually no place, as Dame Agatha noted, where Mafalda would be able to carry a gun. She doesn't have a purse with her, and there's no part of the gown that where one could conceal a gun.
I'm spell it that way.
According to what I've seen so far, there's no need for a gun. If there are
perhaps
as Delgado is.
Well, let me introduce you. I'm trying to remember. So at the auction and at the thing, right? I'm trying to remember what sort of interaction I had. I mean, obviously, she was part of the group bidding against us, but I don't remember was whether there was sort of open hostilities. If we were sneered at each other. Audrey Museum.
So you really didn't interact with her at the auction. You did interact with Odie,
right?
And he seemed a little bit out of his depth. And you saw him go over and talk to Mathilda.
Mathilda.
That's Mathilda. Thank you.
Yep.
You got the sense that when the auction was over and you had won, there was less hostility towards you than just
frustration.
Frustration with Odie of once again failing.
Okay, awesome. And then she was at Price's house? No,
she
not
she was at
Price.
Delgado's house.
Delgado's house, okay.
Was clearly involved with him in some way. You had she was...
Okay,
she,
at the dinner, Delgado is there with other auction folks.
Yes.
Neve is there... blah blah blah, and then there's the occult evening tomorrow night, right? Okay.
Yeah, you had a conversation with Delgado and her, or she was present. I don't know how much she actually sort of jumped in. You got the sense that she was sort of following Delgado's lead.
I hear it in the notes. It's Mathilda here, so that's interesting.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's
probably us, but
bad pronunciation.
Back to his house. Yeah, I'll go up to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Will you come with me?
Yes,
Dean.
I'll go.
And I will say, good afternoon, Mathilda.
Hello.
And Odie. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine here, Dean Banks. This is Matilda, or perhaps Mafalda Violette and Odie Mortimer.
A pleasure.
A pleasure, indeed. Oh, what brings you out on this fine day?
Oh, obviously, a lovely day to see the kids. And I would like to psych on them to see if they seem frustrated that somebody has come along that recognizes them. If there's sort of that instantaneous, like, oh, shoot. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm going to do the same, but more like in trying to read them, you know, trying to assess these people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I've never met him before.
I did not succeed.
Oh, 06. Ooh. 06. Which is... it's going to be a critical success indeed. Yeah.
Oh, I imagine so. Yeah. So you're reading them. Odie is, Odie appears concerned that you're here. And is looking around to see if others of your group might be around as well. He seems to be, you know, he's, you know, you're all exchanging things, and he suddenly got very, what's going on, and starts looking around. In contrast, Mafilda seems confident.
Lovely day to come and see the king. What about yourselves? What are you just here for to enjoy the nice day?
Oh, no, we definitely want to see the king as well. I understand that the king and his whole family will be here to the party today.
That is my understanding as well. And what exactly do you have against him?
The king? Oh, nothing at all. We are
and his family.
Loyal citizens. Oh, no, very loyal citizens. We will follow the king wherever he goes.
Oh, dear. That seems like... And where might he be going? Where do you think he will take you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. How about you? Are you loyal citizens to the king?
What's our king's name?
King George the Fifth.
I will say to King George, of course.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good.
You really have no idea where you're headed with him.
Oh no, I can't imagine the vastness of where our king could lead us.
You don't mean King George, I don't think, do you?
Oh, Dame Agatha, it was lovely talking to you. Lovely talking to you. Odie, perhaps we could take a stroll.
Odie, you do realize that she is going to be the death of you, and that you will fail, whether or not she succeeds.
Go ahead and give me a persuade roll.
All right. 88 is
so with that roll, he takes her arm, you get the sense that he does, like, this is enough for him.
Mm-hmm.
That might very well be the case, but
right, but taking her arm is enough. Yeah,
exactly.
I say, I don't think we can let them do whatever they're here to do, Dean. I think these are the people we are here to stop.
Oh, these are the bad guys. Yes, of course, they were with the gal.
Yes. I would like to be sort of walking in the same direction as them so we don't lose them.
Yeah. Grab my arm and we'll go behind them.
Very well.
Forward of you. All right, so you're going to follow behind them. That's excellent.
Do you see any other of us as we look around? As I look around,
You can certainly hook into Maud if you'd like.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She's near enough to you that she could. She would sort of go looking for you when Mr. Banks brought you over.
Perhaps Maud can go look for all of the others.
Oh, that's fine. You could certainly have a quick conversation with Maud.
Yeah. Maud, perhaps you could find Nichols and so forth.
She will definitely have the opportunity to perhaps hook in with Mr. Kelly if he's in and around the area.
Yeah.
Roger, what are you doing? Still sitting on the bench with your role, you're realizing you're not going to see anything at this point. There's people standing around you.
That's fine. I don't know what more Mr. Schindler would particularly be useful for at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. We will hold off on Mr. Nichols for a bit. So you're falling behind them. Are you trying to be discreet in how you do so, or you're making it obvious you're right there? What's your thinking there, Mr. Banks and Dame Agatha?
I would say obvious, right, Agatha?
Yeah, I don't see any. I mean, my goal is to stop them from doing what they're doing, and I don't think subtlety is necessary for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they at some point will stop and start looking through the fence again.
Okay, so I guess we're sort of behind them. Does she have any and she just has a little purse with her, or
doesn't even have that? No. Nope.
Doesn't even have that. So I would like to figure out what she's looking at, I guess, who her eye sort of goes to. If she has somebody on the inside that's going to cause this trouble, and I'm looking to see who she's looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you want to roll for that? Is that spot hidden or?
Probably spot hidden.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if psychology would be better. I mean, would make sense. Sort of see when.
Well, why don't you roll psychology first? Let's try that. Okay.
That is a success on psychology.
Okay, so she clearly is looking through the gates. She's not just sort of as a tourist, like, oh, look at that person. She's clearly looking for somebody. And with the successful psychology, I'll let you do a spot hidden with advantage.
Woohoo! 09. That is a hard success. I'm going to spend one. I'm going to make it extreme.
Yeah. There are, as I said, thousands of people sort of wandering through here. It's hard to sort of pick out, but with an extreme success. You see that she is looking at a young woman. She seems to be, very well dressed. She's got a silk gown on and has a parasol and a small bag. And she is chatting with a man who is tall and clean shaven. And with your extreme role, I'll even give you, clearly Edwin has shaved off his beard.
Oh, excellent. I will sort of back up a little bit and quietly to Dean. I'll say, that's him. That's Elphinstone right there. How can we alert Detective Brinslow? We need to find Brinslow and alert the Buckingham Guards.
Maybe you should go. I'll stay here.
keeping an eye on
them. Did we make any arrangements for any sort of anything?
Not that I heard of.
Yeah. Because Brinslow was going to talk to the guards, but then, well, so I guess, do we see some guards inside the fence line, keeping people away from the fence kind of thing?
No, there's nobody sort of keeping people away, but I'll go ahead and give me a luck roll. That's how we'll do this.
97.
All right. So there are no, you had earlier seen sort of men walking around with suits and such. You got a sort of sense of like, oh, they all kind of have the same tailor. Mm-hmm. None of those guys are anywhere nearby. There doesn't seem to be any, the people that are closest to you, and, you know, people are keeping a distance from the gate. They don't want to get grabbed by somebody through the gate or whatever. And there's enough space in there so that, you know, you could potentially yell out to people sort of on the fringes, but none of those look to be official people.
All right. Well, I think, so Maud maybe has found me again. I don't know if Gene's here, but I think the thing to do is to go 50 yards away, leaving Dean where he is with his eye on the prize, and make a big scene and pass out from the heat and hope that it attracts an appropriate official person that I can then speak with.
Okay. So you're going to do that, sort of draw that there. Roger, you're still bench bound?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Since I haven't noticed or been informed of the presence of the bad guys, I would just be waiting for something to happen or to see someone or...
Well, I'll tell you what, I will let Maud sort of pop up because she was sent out to sort of go find the others. And she will breathlessly tell you that, oh, you know,
Mr. found.
Yes, we found Edwin. Mr. Alphonse, he's inside the gates.
He is, of course. I shall make my way there.
Mr. Banks, if you just follow the gate here, just over that way, you'll see Mr. Banks. He can point him out to you.
Then I will go that way looking for Mr. Banks.
Okay. Perfect. Mr. Nichols, you're just sort of watching through the gate?
Yep.
You notice that the crowd gets the crowd inside and outside even gets very excited as from the palace heading down into the party area emerges King George V, his wife Queen Mary, and the Prince Edward and Prince Albert are here as well.
Oh, great!
You have Prince Albert in a can.
Well, we better let him out.
Yeah. He is dressed impeccably, as always, a dark suit, top hat. As he sort of makes his way through the crowd, people are bowing and curtsying. And he is making his way through. Mr. Banks, you are watching Edwin?
Yes.
He finishes up the conversation with whoever he's talking to and turns and starts talking to somebody else. Are you trying to be, I mean, you're relatively close to the other two. Are you trying to sort of blend in with the crowd? Or are you right next to the gate staring at him?
Blending for now.
Okay. Dame Agatha, you collapse. There is a collective, at some point a Bobby walks over, constable sorts. Get her some water.
I will sort of put my hand on his elbow, on his forearm, and say, what do we call him? He's not Bobby. Sergeant? Sure.
Sure.
Whoever he is. Sergeant, we're working with Inspector Grimes, and I'm so glad you're here. We need to get... Edwin Elphinstone is inside the gate. He's shaved his mustache. You must get to Grimes and perhaps to the Buckingham Guard.
He looks at you. Go ahead and give me persuade, but with advantage again, I think, because this is so outrageous it must be true.
09 as opposed to 89. Yes, that is a hard success.
All right. He gets very threat. Grimes. Yes, ma'am. Will you be okay here?
Yes, thank you. Thank
calls
you.
Calls people
yes.
over to sort of help you out, and he sprints in that very straightforward running way. Mr. Nichols, as you are watching, it's a few moments passes, but a small number of men in suits start making their way over. And in fact, Mr. Banks, you see this as well. Mr. Schindler and Maud will arrive at around the same time. You will see them grab on to Mr. Alphonse. He will shake them off.
Oh, Elphinstone?
Elphinstone, yeah.
Okay.
You will, and they're having a animated conversation with him. I assume you at some point get up, Dame Agatha.
Absolutely. Yeah. I get my little glass of water and get up and say thank you to all the people and apologize for making a scene.
Yep. Okay. So you can see them clearly sort of having a conversation with him.
I want to keep my eye on, what's her face? Mathilda.
Yep.
See how she reacts to this bit of nonsense. She had wiped that smug grin off her face.
You can see her. She is clearly watching what's happened. She wasn't involved with him at all, so that's not a... go ahead and give me a psychology roll if you want.
Okay. 24 hard success.
Okay. She seems annoyed by this.
Good.
All right. Mr. Banks, what are you up to?
For now, just, hang very close to this guy, keeping on my side.
Okay. Roger, what are you up to?
Making my way towards Dame Agatha.
Okay. And Mr. Nichols, what are you doing?
I think with the outcry, I would probably be heading towards Dame Agatha. Okay. Just to be in the area.
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden roll if you would.
20 is a hard success.
All right, so you're making your way along the gate. You're trying to rejoin the others. There's a receiving line there. The king is receiving people. Yes, as one does. You see that there is a quite attractive woman. She's wearing a silk gown. She has a parasol and a small bag.
Right, she's the one that Elphinstone was with.
And she pulls something out of the bag and offers it to the king.
I yell out, "No!"
The king takes it, and you see his left eye blacken. We will stop there.